Broadband internet is coming to Southwest Alaska, but how is that going to help homes that don't even have computers? A government-funded project is looking into that by mapping internet connections in rural Alaska. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has the story.
Connect Alaska is tasked with finding out how accessible computers are in the state's rural areas and about the quality of the computers that are already there. The project sort of maps out internet connectivity or lack thereof.
Do people have a computer? Do they have computer skills? Do they know about new technologies? Where can they go to get some training for free?
Rich Greenfield is the program manager for Connect Alaska.
The way to do the speed test is to go to the Connect Alaska site, which is www.connectak.org.
Right now, Greenfield is sitting with me in KYUK's production room where we record our interviews. He's showing me a computer program that will show how fast your computer is.
You'll see some buttons on the left side, one of which says, take the speed test, and you click on that button, and then you'll be prompted to
input
your...
Right now we're waiting for that to load here.
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of ourselves. But there's a button on the left that says, I want to test my connection speed. You click on that. Then you'll get a registration screen. We begin the test. We'll begin measuring your download speed, and after that, it'll measure your upload speed.
So I see on the screen here, there's a dial. Right now it's on zero. It's kind of like, it reminds me of like a gauge for stepping on a scale at home or something.
Well, it's actually a speed gauge. It's more like your speedometer
now
on your
car.
Now
it's starting to move, and the numbers are around 100.
Yeah, and that's in kilobits per second. And it's slowly climbing up past 256. Now, you have to understand, under the federal communication definition, minimum broadband is 768. So I'm... regret to tell you, Angela, that the radio station does not have broadband because it only has 262 kilobits per second.
So. Okay, yeah, so the minimum broadband speed is well over twice that.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, most people believe that true broadband starts closer to 3 or 4 megabits per second. In fact, the national broadband plan as a goal wants 4 megabits per second down for every American. So we've got a ways to go here in Bethel.
Where's Anchorage fall? I mean, a good fast internet in Anchorage.
Well, it would be in the 3 to 5 megabit per second range.
Oh, okay. So that's way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in the lower 48, is it even faster?
Yes. And in Japan, it's faster. It's a gigabit to the home. A gigabit is... it's past megabits.
Okay.
You know, it's 1,000 megabits. So.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a ways to go. Okay, thanks for that demonstration.
Oh, you're welcome.
So that was just one computer at KYUK. Greenfield knows a lot of computers in rural Alaska will be even slower if homes even have internet connection. The Connect Alaska project stems from federal stimulus money set up for getting broadband internet to the entire country. All this is supposed to help with the federally funded Terra Southwest project, which is bringing broadband internet to Southwest Alaska. It's supposed to be in place in the YK Delta by next spring. For more information on the Connect Alaska project, visit connectak.org. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.